Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for we intend to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have any comment concerning something that we say on the program, whether favorable or unfavorable, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, certainly we'd like to hear from you, and you can do so by using the address given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. In Romans chapter 10, there is a necessary and therefore an important connection being made about confession, the confession of Jesus as Lord. The connection is between the confession and salvation. Those two verses say that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We see here that confession is made with the mouth of what the heart believes to be true. Confession, we can see, is the public acknowledgement of what one's heart holds as faith. And when it's made from the heart, it exposes what cannot otherwise be known about a person. In a chapter which had inspired witness of Jesus is discussed here in Romans chapter 10, Paul contrasts the righteousness of the law, that is, the law of Moses, with the righteousness of faith, that is, the law of Christ. And Paul was writing this for the benefit of some that were ignorant of God's righteousness. When we go back to Romans 10, we read verse 1 beginning, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God." So we see that their ignorance caused them to rebel against that which they did not understand. Their rebellion led them to substitute their own righteousness in the place of God's. And I believe there are three steps that are involved in all going away from God, or as we sometimes use the word, apostasy. The word confess means to speak the same thing as. And really it has two parts that complement each other. First, that which one speaks the same as, that's it first. And second, there is an acknowledgement as truth what is said and what's been confessed. You see, one confession does not make true what one acknowledges. It only identifies one as being in agreement with the thing that is being confessed. So, by its nature, the act of confession may involve either an admission of guilt, as we see in the case of the prodigal son, who we see said when he came back to his father, "I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son," that we read in Luke 15 and verse 21. So in his confession, we see an admission of guilt. But then, too, it may be that in confession, it is a profession of faith, as in the case of the Ethiopian eunuch. When in Acts 8 and verse 37, he said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." You see, whether it's the element of guilt or whether it's the element of profession faith, both elements constitute this confession unto salvation that Paul is talking about here in Romans 10 and verse 10. So the first element results from guilt of sin, and it motivates us to repent of that sin, to turn from that sin. The other element results from what one believes about Jesus Christ, causing us to make Jesus the Lord of our life. And because confession involves matters of the heart, it is a voluntary act. It comes from the persuasion of the truth. And it results, as Romans 10 and verse 8 says, and I read, "But what does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach." So it comes from the persuasion of truth. It's the result from the word of faith which had been preached. And so to confess is often costly to the person that's doing the confession. Admission of guilt. Think about that. That tears down the last wall of privacy, exposing one to shame. And as confession is to speak the same thing, so to speak the same thing as one's creed can expose one to persecution. As in the case, you remember the rulers in John 9, verse 22, they believed in Jesus Christ, but, as the verse says, they would not confess him for fear of the Jews. So this confession unto salvation that we see in Romans 10, in verse 10, it speaks the same as Jesus is Lord. It acknowledges Jesus' deity, which we know is based upon his resurrection. When we look at the story of the parable, as I call it, rightly as it is, the parable of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, that parable was written in the context of Jesus receiving and eating with sinners. And it clearly demonstrates both aspects of this confession, this word that we're talking about. In the statement acknowledging his wayward life, his prodigal life, the young man confesses to guilt. We saw that a moment ago when he said, "I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight I am no more worthy to be called thy son." Luke 15, verse 21. And in his statement, "Make me as one of thy hired servants." You see, he's throwing himself upon his father's mercy in trust, committing himself to live in obedience. See, friends, when one confesses that Jesus is Lord, he admits guilt, and he makes an open statement that he's going to serve Jesus Christ. This promise is to live under Christ's control. That promise touches every aspect of the life of the person that's making the confession. The confession of faith is universal. It's timeless in the fact that it is required and in the fact that it is a promise. In verse 12, there in Romans chapter 10, "For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, but the same Lord is Lord of all, and is rich unto all who call upon him." So you see, as we do the acknowledgement of faith, it is unto salvation. It's unto salvation in the same way that belief is unto salvation, as that Romans 10 and verse 10 teaches. It is unto salvation in the very same way that repentance is unto salvation. Faith, repentance, and confession are unto salvation. They do not in themselves result in salvation. We don't have salvation as a result of simply believing. We don't have salvation as simply the result of making that good confession with the mouth. We don't have salvation just because we may have a change of life and repentance. Those things are necessary, yes, but those things are unto salvation. So when you see that confession is unto salvation, in a sense, that's a cry for rescue. In verse 13 of Romans 10, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, Jesus himself first testified to the fact of this good confession. Notice the statement that's made in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 13. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. You see, before Pontius Pilate, Jesus testified that he was the Son of God, that he was the Christ. And two, Timothy, who we know was a much younger man than Paul was, he had made the good confession in the sight of many witnesses. Look at verse 12 of 1 Timothy 6. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So it's upon that basis that Paul makes a charge to Timothy. And we read that charge in verse 14. That you keep his commandments without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ appears. So it was upon the basis that Paul charged him to be faithful to his confession, keeping the commandment without spot, without reproach. You see, not only is faith closely connected with confession, but so is hope. Those that confess are exhorted to be loyal to Jesus Christ, who is the ground of their hope. Hebrews chapter 10, notice verse 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. See, confession is unto salvation. Again, going back to Romans 10, verse 10. And it's more than just a statement of induction, like in maybe to the army or to some club. It's a public promise to live a life of trust and honor in relationship to the one's Lord and resurrected Savior. It's not a mere offhand act in a list of what we might call the steps of salvation. It's the sober public identification with God's Son, who is the Savior, and with whom one has had the forgiveness of those sins and is walking in a newness of life. Let's be true to our confession. We see your time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock PM, which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org. where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.